This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Kim Yo-jong, sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said Tuesday that South Korea and the United States should pay a price for going ahead with their annual joint military drills, which began this week. She called the drills an act of self-destruction that further imperil the situation on the Korean Peninsula. Her remarks were quoted by North Korean state media. South Korea and the United States began preliminary training on Tuesday. Larger computer-simulated exercises are scheduled for next week, according to Reuters. The drills have increased tensions just weeks after North and South Korea agreed in July to reconnect a hotline that had been cut last year. The nuclear-armed North's reaction to the drills also threatens to upset efforts by South Korean President Moon Jae-in to reopen a joint liaison office and to hold a summit as part of efforts to restore relations. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis apologized Monday for government failures in responding to wildfires that have hit the country. Citing what he called an unprecedented heat wave and prolonged drought, Mitsotakis said the fires had been difficult to put out. He said more than 500 fires in total had broken out in recent days. One massive fire has been ravaging the Greek island of Evia, charring buildings and pine forests, and forcing thousands of people to evacuate. The fire has burned for more than a week and resulted in the deaths of a volunteer firefighter and an Athens official. Aided by a record heat wave, the wildfires have also struck Turkey, Italy, Spain, North Macedonia, Albania, Russia, Algeria, and Lebanon. You're listening to VOA News. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across areas of the country dealing with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row. That's up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Three states, Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas, reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Florida set a new single-day record with more than 28,000 new cases on Sunday. The number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 is also rising across the country. That's a trend that health experts attribute to the Delta variant of the disease being more likely to infect children than the original Alpha strain was. A Chinese court on Tuesday rejected an appeal by a Canadian whose sentence in a drug case was increased to death, while Beijing was trying to pressure Canada to release a detained executive of tech giant Huawei. Robert Schellenberg was sentenced to prison in November 2018 after a drug smuggling conviction. He was abruptly resentenced to death in January 2019 following the arrest of the chief financial officer of Huawei Technologies in Vancouver. Meng Wanzhou was detained on U.S. charges related to possible dealings with Iran. The Higher People's Court of Liaoning Province rejected Schellenberg's appeal and said court procedures were legal and the sentence was appropriate. The United States wants the Huawei executive extradited to face charges that she lied to banks in Hong Kong in connection with dealings with Iran that might violate trade sanctions. Authorities in West Africa have confirmed the region's first known case of Marburg virus, after at least one person in Guinea died of the hemorrhagic fever disease. The World Health Organization said that efforts were underway to track down everyone who might have come in contact with the sick person. The Marburg case was reported in the same part of Guinea where the 2014 to 2016 Ebola epidemic started and ultimately killed at least 11,325 people. The two viruses belong to the same family. Both are spread through bodily fluids. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.